Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode 40 of DT%. Today, we're talking about the stock market. Particularly, the most common mistakes na nakikita kong ginagawa ng mga tao pagdating sa stock market. Kaya sila nawawala ng pera. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte at ako ay isang registered financial planner. Since 2007, nagbibigay na ako ng financial advice through my blog entitled Ready to be Rich. And I continue this advocacy through this podcast, kung saan pag-uusapan natin ang mga effective strategies kung paano ba yumaman. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. When it comes to investing, stock market talaga ang unang naiisip ng mga Pinoy. I remember opening my first stock market account. Medyo malaki yung kinita ko sa isang freelancing project ko and I wanted to invest my extra money. I googled stockbrokers in Metro Manila and I ended up opening one in an office near Ortigas. During that time, hindi pa sikat ang mga online stockbrokers kaya hindi ko alam na meron palang ganon. But in any case, dun sa stockbroker ko, I literally have a stockbroker, as in a person that I will have to call or text if I want to buy or sell stocks. Initially, nag-open ako ng account with 10,000 pesos, which if we project that with inflation, that would be equivalent to around 25,000 pesos today. So ayun, I invested 10,000 pesos in the stock market around 2003, and by 2004, ubus na yung 10,000 pesos ko. As in, wala na, nasunog na lahat sa stock market. Well, actually, parang may 800 pesos pa akong na-withdraw. The reason why I lost my money in the stock market, well, yun yung isi-share ko sa inyo ngayon. One of the reasons why I lost money is, first, I put money on something that I didn't fully understand. Yes, pinag-aralan ko kung ano ba ang stock market, I understood why it exists and how it works. Pero kulang pala yon, kulang yung alam ko. Hindi ko pinag-aralan yung tamang strategies kung paano ba kumita sa stock market. I was clueless about technical analysis and fundamental analysis back then. Sabi ko sa sarili ko, pag-aaralan ko na lang yan kapag may time ako. Ang importante, meron na akong stock market account. I guess it was easy for me to say that because yung stockbroker ko, yung tao na kausap ko, very helpful naman sa akin. And I said to myself, siguro makikinig na lang muna ako sa mga tips na ibibigay ng stockbroker ko. Tatanungin ko na lang siya kung ano ba ang magandang bilhin at yun yung gagawin ko. Kung meron ka ng stock market account, gusto kong malaman, ginawa niyo na ba yon? I know a lot of people who do. They just follow what experts recommend. They just look for stock market tips and they just follow them. It's not enough to know what the stock market is and how it works, but you also need to learn the different strategies to make money in the stock market. And more importantly, you have to understand why those strategies work. Which brings me to the second reason bakit naubos yung 10,000 pesos ko. It was because I didn't have any strategy. I didn't know what I was doing. Yun nga, nakikinig lang ako dun sa tips na binibigay sa akin ng stockbroker ko. During that time, ang alam ko lang is you need to buy low and then sell high. Bili ka ng stock na mura tapos ibenta mo kapag tumaas ang price. Voila, kumita ka na ng pera. Pero of course, ang nangyari sa akin, wala, nawala ang pera ko. Siyempre, dahil during that time, hindi ko naman alam na dapat pala may strategy. Meaning, I need to decide if I want to trade or invest my money in the stock market. Indeed, this was one of the most common mistakes that I see people do when they put money in the stock market. They don't know if they're going to be a stock trader or a stock investor. Magkaiba yun ha, yung stock trader, active strategy yan. You buy and sell often. Meanwhile, yung stock investor, passive strategy yun. You buy and hold and then sell only after several years. And pagdating sa mga companies, magkaiba rin yun. There are those that are good for stock trading and then there are others that are best for stock investing. Halimbawa, during that time, bumili ako ng Jollibee or JFC and First Philippine Holdings or FPH. Kasi sabi sa akin ng stockbroker ko, maganda daw bilhin yung mga yon. I bought Jollibee shares at 15 pesos and FPH at 9 pesos per share. After several weeks, yung Jollibee ay naging 16 pesos and yung FPH naging 18 pesos naman. Sabi ko sa stockbroker ko, buti pa yung FPH dumoble na yung pera ko. Yung sa Jollibee, sobrang baba naman ng earnings ko. Wala pang 10% ang gains. So ang sabi ko sa kanya, ibenta na lang niya yung Jollibee tapos idagdag na lang sa FPH. Pero ayaw nung stockbroker ko. Hold lang daw ako sa Jollibee tapos yung FPH, ibenta ko na raw and take profits. Parang hindi ako agree dun sa suggestion niya. So sabi ko, I want to sell my Jollibee shares and then buy more of FPH kasi feeling ko aakyat pa yan. Of course, I was the client and at the end of the day, yung gusto ko ang masusunod. So he eventually sold my Jollibee shares and bought more shares of First Philippine Holdings. After several weeks, hindi na masyadong gumalaw yung FPH. From 18 pesos parang naging 22 pesos lang siya. I was hoping na dodoble ulit yung price niya, pero hindi. And so, I eventually sold my shares and took my gains. Anong mali sa ginawa ko? First, I failed to understand the tips that was given to me by my stockbroker. Ang gusto niya pala, for me to trade First Philippine Holdings and then do long-term investing on Jollibee. Hindi ako aware during that time na iba pala ang stock trading at stock investing. And each strategy is applied to different companies. And of course, ang stockbroker, hindi naman talaga nila responsibility na i-educate ka about these strategies. They assume that you already know. Nakakainis isipin, no? I was able to buy Jollibee at 15 pesos. Imagine na lang kung hindi ko siya binenta at hinawakan ko lang siya all these years. My money would have been more than 10 times its value right now. More than 30 times even during its peak price last year. Pero teka, sabi ko, naubos yung pera ko sa stock market during that time. Paano nangyari yun? Kumita pa nga ako dun sa FPH trade ko. Well, I'll share that story after the break. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to invest and trade the global markets like US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is CopyTrader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro in just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/openetoro account. That's bit.ly/openetoro account. Again, that's bit.ly/openetoro account. All small letters. Did you know that there's a free financial coaching video that you can watch online? It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps to build a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's IMG wealthacademy.com. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode. I made money from trading FPH and I felt good about it. It was at this time when I thought to myself, madali lang pala itong stock market na to. I began to understand the importance of studying the charts and doing research para malaman kung ano bang okay na bilhin. Pero naisip ko rin, bakit ko pa ba gagawin yun? I can always just ask my stockbroker for tips, or as I also discovered, marami palang stock traders online who share tips in various stock market forums. So, that's what I did. Tumambay ako sa mga online forums. Kapag walang maibigay sa akin yung stockbroker ko na tip, I would go online and ask people in stock market forums kung ano ba ang magandang bilhin. At first, it seemed to be a good idea. Pero dahil wala naman talaga akong strategy, I really didn't understand what was going on in the market, and because I was just relying on stock market tips na hindi ko naman naiintindihan din kung paano sila nag-arrive dun sa tip na yon, it was inevitable for me that I would start to make bad trades. From 10,000 pesos, I remember reaching almost 30,000 pesos in my account, which, after a few weeks, quickly went down to around 800 pesos. Looking back, I believe that the reason why I lost a lot of money in such a little time was because I was not able to handle my emotions. Wala na nga akong matinong strategy, madalas ay madali pa akong ma-hype ng ibang tao. Nakakainis talaga. But also, I let arrogance and greed dictate my buying decisions. And then I panic, give in to fear, and quickly sell at a loss when things didn't go my way. Worst of all, I did revenge trading. Alam nyo ba yon? Parang sa sugal yan eh. Yung natatalo ka na ng malaki pero ayaw mo pa rin tumigil kasi gusto mong mabawi yung pera. In my case, kapag natalo ko sa isang trade, I don't try to analyze bakit ako natalo. Instead, I will find another company na pwede kong i-trade, and para mabawi ko yung nawala sa akin, mas lalakihan ko pa yung bibilhin ko, without realizing that I'm already taking in too much risk. Fortunately, during that time, I was making good money as a freelancer at may trabaho pa ako actually noon. So, hindi masyadong masakit financially yung pagkatalo ko sa stock market. However, after experiencing that failure, sabi ko sa sarili ko, siguro the stock market isn't really for me. So, I decided to just focus on my freelancing. At katulad ng naikwento ko sa previous episode, eventually, this allowed me to quit my job and started my path towards entrepreneurship. I went back to the stock market when my business started to do really well. Ito yung computer shop na naikwento ko. Siyempre, naalala ko na naman yung ginawa ko dati at yung nangyari sa akin previously. So this time, para hindi na ulit mangyari yon na mawala yung pera ko sa stock market, I decided to study first. I read books, websites, and even attended seminars about the stock market. Nag-open ako ng bagong account, and it was then when I realized all the mistakes I made during my first time in the stock market. I learned about the difference between stock trading and stock investing. And more importantly, the necessity of having financial goals. Some people invest simply because they want to invest. Some people even invest in the stock market dahil gusto lang nila na masabi sa friends nila na may stock market investment sila. Pang flex lang nila. I learned that this is the wrong mindset. We invest because we want to grow our money, because we want to prepare for a future expense. Meron tayong mga gustong bilhin or gawin, kaya gusto nating lumago ang pera natin. This idea was a game changer for me because dito ko na-realize na ayoko palang mag-stock trading because I wasn't really looking for an active income. Busy ako masyado sa freelancing career at sa pagmamanage ng business ko. But I had extra money that I wanted to grow kasi gusto kong bumili ng kotse at condominium in the future. Gusto ko rin magkaroon ng travel fund and also start to build my retirement fund. These goals were achievable through stock investing. So, pwedeng hindi ko na muna pag-aralan yung stock trading. And because it was a passive way to make money in the stock market, that was exactly what I did. And from that moment on until today, I have been and still is a stock market investor. Even with almost 2 decades of stock market experience, I would never claim to be a stock market expert. Pinag-aaralan ko pa rin siya hanggang ngayon and I'm still learning a lot of new things. However, I am confident to share with you the lessons that I've learned, which has helped me to be successful in my own way when it comes to the stock market. First, don't invest in it until you understand it, not just how the stock market works, but you also need to have good knowledge on the difference between trading and investing. Second, you need a strategy. Don't rely on stock market tips. Have your own trading or investing strategy. Third, leave your emotions at the door. Bawal yung fear and greed. Let your strategy dictate your trading or investing decisions. Fourth, always have a financial goal. Kung nagtitrade ka, dapat meron kang target price at cut loss price even before you buy. If you're investing, have a target amount that you want to achieve so you'll know exactly when to sell. And lastly, don't give up too soon. The stock market can be intimidating, so you need to be patient and just give it time. Soon enough, you'll see that it's not that complicated and it's actually a great place to make money, either actively or passively. It's always been and always will be. And that's our episode for this week. Thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please follow or subscribe to the 80%. And invite nyo na rin yung mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. Today's topic was actually suggested by several people. So kung meron ka ring request na topic or if you have a specific question in mind that you want me to answer on the show, feel free to contact me. You can record a voice memo on your phone and send the audio file to readytoberich@gmail.com. You can also message me on Twitter or Instagram. My username is @broadfits. Or you can go to our show notes, which you can find at bit.ly/the80% and leave a comment there. That's it. My name is Fitz Villafuerte. See you again next week. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.